These are the letters. First one from Jane McKinley of Lakewood, New Jersey. A deeply religious and spiritual friend didn't want to go back to church after her husband died. Her health problems were getting worse, but that wasn't the real reason for not going. The reason she gave was that she couldn't contribute to the church anymore. She couldn't do the coffee hours that she had managed for so many years. I wrote to her saying that just by being at church, she was strengthening all the other people who were there, and that was an important contribution. But then I read a quote from the Reverend Christina Garrett Klein that was perfect. Quote, "You have all these other people now. You're not alone. You get to see God shining through them," unquote. My friend would not only be strengthened by the Spirit shining through the other people would be strengthened by the Spirit that shone through her. What a great reason to go to church. This one from Denise Hamilton of Napa, California. "I was happy to see young adults calling camp their church home, but at the same time I was saddened to see that none of the six included a mention of a home in an ELCA congregation. These congregations are the ones who financially support our church camps, and most who attend the camps come from these congregations. If these aging congregations close down because of lack of membership, who supports the camps? Where will the campers come from?" This letter from Ruth Gustafson of Richfield, Connecticut. "Thank you for including the article written by Susan McCarver. Her emphasis on telling and sharing our stories can't be praised often enough. There must be listeners and readers. It's unusual for me to send such an email as this, so keep up the good work in using so many good sources for information vital to all Christians." This from Deacon Marina Hunt. "I love the article by Don Rundman. I'm a synodical deacon at Grace Lutheran Church in Astoria, New York. I'm a firm believer that children should have a religion growing up. I'm very involved with Christian education at Grace. Our Sunday school started small and over the last few years has grown. About 3 years ago, I started the program SPLASH, a birth to three faith formation. When a newborn is baptized, I send a monthly resource to the parents until the child turns three. Then the child is ready to come to Sunday school. And the best part is that I love sending this wonderful Christian resource." This from Reverend Jim Friedrich of San Diego, California. "Bishop Michael Reinhardt did a commendable job of describing why the ELCA welcomes refugees in the June issue of Living Lutheran. It's indeed a biblical mandate to extend hospitality to the alien who resides with you. Unfortunately, many of us feel these are not people living very close by. Southeastern Africa, Yemen, and even Central America are a long, long way away, but many of them have made a long journey here and are now at our gates. I live in a border city, San Diego, and am fortunate to offer psychological evaluations to people seeking asylum in our country. Believe me, the credible testimony most of all of them provide of the horrendous peril they have faced is heart-wrenching. Observe the suggestions Bishop Reinhardt makes to taking loving actions in support of these refugees. They may have been born in distant places, but they are begging us here and now to help personally and quickly."